Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that any sister that's listening today, that this just really helps her understand the purging process so that she cannot be discouraged but strengthened, and that she really hands herself over to be purged so that she can bear, like Scripture says, more fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is John chapter 15. Let's start at verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Okay? So I'm going to talk about the process of purging. When you are hearing the Holy Spirit and you're walking with him and you're not in a place like I talked to the previous podcast where you're being proud and exalting yourself and anointing yourself an apostle or a prophet or something, you know, you're just walking soberly as Scripture says and just trying to hear the Holy Spirit and obey him, okay, so that you can be fruitful and live your life according to the will of God, okay. When you're in that humble place, okay, and you encounter this, which is purging, I want to talk about this, okay? This is for a person, once again, it's different than someone who ends up being abased because they've exalted themselves and they're proud, okay? They're very different. You really want to be very humble and walk in the Spirit, because so often you can see this with people where something happens and they think things are a one size fits all and they just stick a label on things, okay? There's a lot that goes on between the Lord and a human soul in the secret place, okay? And each situation is very different and personal, okay, according to that individual person, okay? Each person is in their own, you know, they're in their own little world with the Lord, okay? So each situation is different. Because what you can have is, like I mentioned, you can have a humble Christian, okay, who's doing well, they're bearing fruit, they're not exalting themselves or anything like that, okay? They're not being proud, okay? But what happens is they get purged. And what this looks like is that you're doing well, you're bearing fruit, okay? But the Lord wants you to bear more fruit, okay? So what happens is you don't fall, okay? You don't get abased in terms of being proud. That's different, okay? That's where somebody falls, you know, like Scripture says, okay, because they're proud, okay? Like it says in the book of Proverbs where they fall because they're proud. Not the same thing. This is a purging. This is where a person is, like I already mentioned, they're bearing fruit and doing well. So the Lord is, you need to know this, okay, because you don't want to get confused. The Lord is pleased with you. You're bearing fruit. You're doing good, okay? But you just kind of like, it's not like a fall, but it's kind of like a little bit of like, almost like a little stumble and a little correction, okay? To where it's like, you hear something and you think it's the Holy Spirit and it's not the Holy Spirit. It's either your own mind, okay, or it is a devil, okay, and it's not a good thing, okay, but you fell for it. But once again, you don't fall. Nothing bad happens, okay, other than a slight, like, correction, okay, like discipline, okay? It's not like this huge thing where you're, like, embarrassed and you're, you know, got this huge catastrophe on your hands, you know, like a fall, like an actual fall. It's just something minor. Oftentimes you don't even know that it happened. Nobody else even knows that it happened. It's kind of between just you and the Lord. Okay. It's really quiet, but you just kind of sit there and go, okay, why did I listen to that? What happens is you're being purged. Okay. What happens is our souls need to be conformed to the image of Christ. So when you're holy and when you're righteous, okay. And you're doing really well, you're not easily deceived, okay? Something comes and you can discern. The book of Hebrews talks about this. I could go to that scripture a bit later, but where you can discern more easily because you're more mature, okay, spiritually. But when you're going through that process and you're growing, okay, something can come your way. And when you have wickedness in your heart, which we all do because Scripture says we're evil, okay, then you believe it, okay? Sort of your ears listen to what you like, okay? So when you're really holy and you're walking with the Lord, you don't like evil stuff. You don't like, You don't like lies. You don't like deception. It's just whatever it is, you don't like it, okay? So you don't listen to it, okay? But when you have evil in your heart, once again, like we all do, you need to be purged, okay? We're saved by grace. It's the Father that does this cleansing process for you, okay? And you don't even oftentimes know this stuff is in your heart, okay? When you have it in there, okay, you know, they can tell, demons can tell, and they aim for it. And they go, okay, I'm going to lie to her, or I'm going to say this, and I'm going to give her this. And she's going to go for it because I can see right there she's got that spot where she's not cleansed and she's not, you know, she's got like nakedness there, and I'm shooting for it. And they do, and they send you something, and you go for it, and you go, why did I listen to this? And you just need to be purged. The Holy Spirit will direct you. Just repent of that, okay? Cut it off from you, okay? Repent, okay? Crucify it. Remove it, okay? And next time when it comes around, you won't be able, you won't go for it. And it'll be a lot clearer when you go through a process like this. You'll hear it. Because what happens is the next time it shows up, all of a sudden you're different inwardly, spiritually, and all of a sudden it just doesn't appeal to you anymore because you're more holy, and you go, I don't want that, and you can see more clearly that it's evil. But when you haven't gone through this purging process, you can't really see that clearly, okay? It's like the scriptures, okay, we got the plank in your eye, you can't see it that clear, and you think it is, and you fall for it, okay, because you have that wickedness in your heart. So that's why you need to be purged, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a really fruitful day, Father, just growing closer to you, and just really learning to love and cherish your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.